We've spoken on this program about video games as big-budget popular entertainment. There may be no better sign that video games have come of age than the over-the-top rollouts for new titles that, as independent producer John Lynch reports, now rival Hollywood blockbusters.
Fall is a time for warm apple cider, raking up leaves, and taking in the changing autumn foliage. Unless you're a gamer. For gamers, fall is a time of polishing their finest dragon-slaying helms, oiling their assault rifles, and hoping their significant other is turning a blind eye to the checking account. Where summer is the season of blockbuster movies, fall is the domain of big-budget AAA game titles, all of which are vying for your $60 with the most bombastic marketing hype possible. Electronic Arts, one of the largest publishers in the game industry, put out a trailer for the recently released Battlefield 3 that sounds nearly indistinguishable from every Hollywood war movie trailer ever made. Take a listen to what I mean.
Repeat, 18 hours ago, I get a call from Homeland Security saying there's a Marine in detention I need to talk to.
Gentlemen, as you know, we're dealing with insurgents crossing over from Iran.
You want us to believe that there's a PLR threat and Solomon's at the head?
You're the quick reaction force, gentlemen. I'm trusting you to handle it.
The nuke is still out there.
You can't just walk away from the threat.
Let's go find our Marines.
Get down on the ground! I said get down on the ground!
Rogue Nuclear Warheads, a trailer with a dark past, and scene after scene depicting soldiers fighting the good fight to dubstep music. This, ladies and gentlemen, is mainstream marketing. Not to be outdone, Activision Blizzard, the publisher that also puts out World of Warcraft, has resorted to one of the oldest marketing tricks in the book, the celebrity endorsement.
So fired up, let's do this!
Okay, game on.
This ad for Modern Warfare 3 depicts a notably less portly Jonah Hill improving from lowly newbie status to grizzled veteran within the game.
Awesome.
The whole thing is set to AC/DC in a tongue-in-cheek nod to 80s training montages. My personal pick for the best marketing, however, goes to Bethesda Softworks' Skyrim, a sword and sorcery epic that takes place in the fantastical world of Tamriel, the video game equivalent of Middle-earth. It's got a sweeping orchestral score, no shortage of trolls, and a burly warrior with a horned helmet. It's handcrafted to appeal to your inner dragon-descended Viking.
But there's one they fear. In their tongue, he's Dovahkiin, Dragonborn.
As if employing the ever-grave voice of Max von Sydow, who played the grizzled priest in The Exorcist, wasn't enough, Skyrim planned its launch on November 11, 2011, or as Bethesda marketing materials ceaselessly refer to it, 11-11-11. Going one step further, the makers of the game promise any couple that has a child on 11-11-11 and named their child Dovahkiin in honor of the main character in the game gets the game for free, along with every other game the studio has ever made. It remains to be seen how many new parents will take them up on the offer. So when did video game marketing, which has historically been limited to trade magazines and industry website advertising, cross the threshold into the mainstream? The answer, unsurprisingly, is that it all has to do with money. With Xbox 360s and other game consoles becoming as ubiquitous as DVD players in homes, game publishers like Activision and EA have unprecedented access to consumers. And they're not just children. According to the Entertainment Software Association, the median age of your average gamer today is 37. And those middle-aged gamers are willing to spend their disposable income, as the ESA also reports that just over $25 billion were spent by consumers last year on games alone. Slowly but surely, the image of gamers as 10-year-olds begging their moms to buy them the latest Pokemon title is being replaced by an older audience. It's this group that big publishers are looking to when planning their blockbuster campaigns. Whether or not all this mainstream marketing is effective remains to be seen, but it's estimated that nearly 1.5 million gamers showed up to wait in line at the midnight launch of Modern Warfare 3 this week. And most of them were quite a bit older than 10. For Word of Mouth, this is John Lynch.
To to see examples of extravagant campaigns from game publishers, you can visit wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Coming up, the profits and challenges of locavesting, and a look inside the tiny house movement. Shouldn't take long, given the square footage. We'll be back with those stories after the world news from the BBC. This is Word of Mouth from NHPR.